you've got to get up every single day, day in and day out. You've got to keep the activity strong, consistent, and focused. Salespeople fail too often because they think, I had a great day yesterday, I'm going to take today off. Or I had a great week, so I'm going to slack off this week. I see this all the time. You can't do that. Great salespeople become great because they do it day in and day out, every opportunity, and the results show.
Todd Cohen is the sales leader. In the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast, we bring you conversations with Todd about how you can improve your sales performance and effectiveness. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. Hello and welcome to the Todd Cohen Sales Leader podcast. This is episode one in our podcast series. Todd Cohen is a high-energy, high-performance sales leader. Since he began his career in 1984, Todd and his sales teams have delivered significant revenue for leading equipment, education, e-learning, and information companies, including Xerox, Gartner Group, Pensari, Thomson, and LexisNexis. Todd's successful career has progressed from proven individual contributor and repeat President's Club member to innovative sales manager, to accomplished sales executive. Now he offers his expertise at building effective sales teams to consulting clients and to the public through his website and blog at toddcohen.com. In this program, we begin a two-part conversation with Todd, talking sales. Todd, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
Todd, why don't we start by talking a little bit about your background in sales. How did you first get started in sales, and why did this become the passion that's obviously driving your life right now?
I think for me, it really came, you know, when I was a very young kid, and I took money after my bar mitzvah, and I went and bought a lawnmower, and I went up and down the street knocking on people's doors. I said, can I cut your lawn? I was getting $3 for a lawn and $1 extra for clipping, and what I was doing was going door to door and selling. That sort of awoken that part of my personality that gave me no fear to ask people for business, I suppose. But I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that my father was a professional photographer. What he did was he had to go from prospective bride to prospective bride to prospective bride and really sell what he was doing in a very soft way. And as a kid, I spent a lot of hours traveling with him and going with him, listening to his pitch, you know, very silently. I would sit at somebody's dining room table with my dad as he was going through all his samples. And it's amazing the effect that had on me and listening to my dad really pitch what he did in his own inimitable way. And my dad was a pretty successful wedding photographer. I think that left a real impression on me over time.
From that, you became a salesperson. How did you get into it? What was the first step after mowing lawns?
Well, you know, obviously there was a lot between mowing lawns and my first day of professional sales. I had actually had a lot of retail experience when I was in high school. Instead of having sort of the traditional job working at the Burger King or the McDonald's, I was putting on a suit every day when I was 16 years old and going and selling jewelry in a jewelry store. And then I did suits in a suit store, and I worked at a couple department stores as well. I was in my senior year of college. Thank goodness it was a time when there was lots of interviews to be had, and I interviewed with all kinds of companies. So when I was in my senior year college, I took a number of interviews, I should say, and one of them was with Xerox. I come from a background where you take a job with a solid company with a great training program, which is what I did. Got into it and I excelled. So I started off my professional sales career at Xerox, and my first territory was knocking on doors up and down Broad Street, North Philadelphia.
How did that work out?
Well, it was an experience. you know, I think anybody's first job, regardless of whether it's sales or whether they're a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, is always something they'll remember, hopefully fondly. But it worked out well for me. And my time at Xerox was one of rapid progression. And it's where I worked very, very hard and was one where I learned, you know, what activity and what being a professional salesperson was really about.
What is it about sales that gets you going? You're obviously very passionate about sales and about helping people be effective salespeople. What is it about it?
You know, for me, sales is all about independence. It's all about bringing out the best in you. It's all about being able to leverage what are natural skills in people. And it's about the ability to fulfill a need. I know that sounds cliched, but the best part of being a sales rep is when a customer spills ink on a contract and you have a closed deal. Of course, I like making the commissions as well. And your time is your own. It's as lucrative as you want it to be.
Talk a little bit about some of your early experiences in sales. What were some of the things that made the biggest impression on you and made you think about the way that you approach the selling process?
I think some of the things that made the earliest impressions on me were the coaches and the mentors that I had. I wish everybody could have the type of people that I had mentoring me at the time. And Xerox was known for not only extraordinary training, but making sure that I was working with people who were great coaches and mentors as I was going into my first, second, third territories, and really pretty much throughout my career. I think when anybody first starts out in sales, one of the things that you have to remember is not to take things personally. You have to have a thick skin. And that's what all my early mentors and coaches, and candidly, the mentors and coaches that I've stayed with over the years and people that I've asked to work with me over the years have always come from a place of understanding that you're never really rejected. It's not personal. And to keep going, keep the activity up, and you'll make the business, you'll close the deals, and you'll be successful.
Aside from the lawn mowing business, what are some of your earliest sales successes that you look back on fondly?
I mentioned a moment ago that when I was 16 years old, I got a job in a commercial jewelry store selling jewelry. It was a very non-traditional job for a 16-year-old kid, and was in high school, and all the other kids are running out to after-school jobs, Burger King or Wendy's or McDonald's or doing whatever's out there. And although I did do some fast food experience, I don't want to completely say that I didn't. Selling jewelry when I was 16 and 17 in a retail environment was extraordinary for me. I loved it. I had fun. The retail piece of it was a blast.
What was it about it that made you excited about sales?
Closing a deal. Somebody walking the door and saying, I'm interested in a ring or a chain or a bracelet or a watch, and just my doing what I do naturally. And that's sort of show people the best of what we had and use my persuasion skills, which were just awakening at that time, to get somebody to buy something. But really, they bought something because it made them feel good. And that's really one of the best things about sales. You make a purchase decision because it's the right thing. You're fulfilling a need. Well, that's what I was doing, and I loved it because everybody who walked out of that jewelry store had something that was making them happy.
What about the flip side of it, the early experiences that weren't as successful? What kind of impression did they make on you? What kind of lessons do you take away from either rejection or failure or an unsuccessful sales experience?
Well, my father used to say to me all the time, toughen up, get a thicker skin. That's one of the lessons you take away, really, when you're in sales. And I think that's whether you're a new salesperson or you're candidly on the verge of retirement. Salespeople always have to remember not to take it personally. People say no, people say yes, and people say everything in between. So back then, those are some of the lessons that I learned, that people will say no and people will say yes and just keep plowing forward. And there were a lot of times I learned, and I didn't realize I was learning at the time, that when people were saying no, they weren't necessarily saying no, but there was something I hadn't figured out. And I didn't know it at the time because I didn't have any professional sales training, but I learned that over time and as I began my professional sales career.
So how do you take those lessons and apply them in your sales coaching and counseling and advice to people through your blog and your website now?
I do it in a very straightforward, matter-of-fact way. And I think the best part about being a professional salesperson is a lot of what I like to help people do and understand are ideas and concepts that sometimes just need to be reinforced, like it's not personal, like rejection happens, like keep moving, like keep doing the activity. Things like this are really, really important. And I reinforce these through my website and my blog and my writings simply by reinforcing it and by continuing to remind people of this and looking at actual situations and saying, what happened here? What happened there? Let's analyze it. Let's break it down. And the best part is when we break something down and we look at it at the end of it and we go, see? This is what happened. And the light bulb goes off on the part of my student or the person I'm coaching or mentoring or the people that I'm training. And they go, yeah, I get it now. It had nothing to do with me, had nothing to do with anything I said or did. It had to do with sometimes perhaps something I didn't do, or I just needed to do more here or there. So when that light bulb goes off, there's honestly, from my perspective, there's nothing more rewarding.
Have you had any along the way, any kind of surprises, things that happened that you weren't expecting to happen?
I realized that when I left a big company environment and was working for smaller companies and then some dot-coms, there were some skills that I didn't even realize that I had that really, really had an opportunity to sort of reveal themselves. And that was my ability to do great product demonstrations, do public speaking, keep people engaged. My listening skills got much, much better as I moved from environment to environment.
What would you be advising someone starting out in a sales career to take away from those kind of experiences?
Learn everything you can. Don't stop. Don't feel like you're being rejected. On those days when you think you're doing everything right, nothing's happening, welcome to the world. Every professional feels that. We salespeople tend to take things very personally at times and very, very, very to heart because we're putting so much of ourselves into it. And I would say the lessons you have to learn are to keep going, keep doing the activity, keep getting up day in and day out and doing it. It's such a simple lesson. But in 24 years of being a professional salesperson and a sales mentor and a sales coach, that advice is the most elegant and the most simple advice that has ever been given to me that continues to prove itself and be true day in and day out.
What are some of the things that, as you look back on your career, and you've been doing this for over 20 years, what are some of the things you wish someone had told you when you were starting out in your sales career?
Customers don't always treat you the way you want to be treated. Sometimes people are not always as truthful as you'd like. Sometimes you will do the wrong thing, and it's okay as long as you learn from it. And I keep coming back to the same thing. There's nothing bad going to happen, and you will be successful if you keep the activity up and you keep doing the same right and correct things day in and day out, but understand what the wrong things are or the incorrect things are and learn from them and don't repeat your mistakes. And don't be afraid to ask people and say, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? And solicit and seek honest, candid feedback.
Todd, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Todd Cohen Sales Leader Podcast. We'll continue our conversation with Todd, Talking Sales, in episode 2 of our podcast series. Be sure to join us. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, please send us an email. The email address for this podcast is tcsl@professionalpodcasts.com. If you send us an audio comment or question for Todd in MP3 format, we'll consider using it in a future podcast. You can also send audio comments by calling our podcast comment line, 856-861-6146 in the U.S. or +44 020 7193 6146 in Europe and the U.K. If you have comments for Todd, you can email him at todd@toddcohen.com. We produce these programs in the studios of Professional Podcasts in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. For Todd Cohen, this is Steve Lubetkin. Good selling to you all, and take good care.